K4RYO Mobile Mall and Road Monitoring.
Just missed the abandoned delivery over there off of Malden Road, NC9V Mobile.
Missed the delivery, huh? Yeah, I'm leaving doing the evening commute from where I work over here off of Malden Road, right near where the old Greenville Braves Stadium is, and figured I'd throw it out there. Heard somebody kerchunking too in there, but I don't think it was you because you got too good a signal. This is K4RYL.
Interference, maybe something getting into the repeater. But no, I was over there delivering, what is the name of that road? Off Augusta Road, 25 right there, turn right, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Grove, North Grove Road, company named Orbis. I don't know if you know where that's at or not. Made a delivery over there. I'm heading home now. I'm up on 290, heading up towards 25. I live up in Hendersonville.
If I'm not mistaken, I think, because I've talked to you before, and it's been a long while, but I think maybe you got your own, like, delivery or small company or something like that?
I drive a tractor trailer for a company here locally that's in Greer. They're actually based out of Michigan, but they got an office here in Greer. And my name's Leon, by the way.
Started out my logistics career driving, but now I'm in logistics manager for a company on Malden Road.
You say you drive?
I'm for FedEx Express years and years ago, but I'm a office man now.
You learned that it's a whole lot warmer and drier in the office, right? And the summertime is a lot cooler.
At the desk and I'm working on stuff, trying to manage all this stuff instead of actually being out there focused on delivering and picking up stuff like that. But I wouldn't trade it. You know, I did that. I was a FedEx Express driver there. I got a job my senior year of college and thought I was going to be a part-time package handler for some money. And I walked in there, they're like, nope, we're going to get you your CDL. You're going to drive the wiggle wagons and all that stuff and do everything from that down to deliver. So I did that for about a year all the way through graduation and then just kind of fell into logistics. I was a criminal justice major in college and ended up falling into a logistics job and kind of made it my career for about the past 20-plus years. And then a job opened up, brought me back to Greenville from Charleston. I'm originally from Greenville, so I had a company up here approach me about it and went in, and here I was moving back to Greenville about 6 months ago. So here I am, but yeah, my whole career has been logistics.
That's why we got all that traffic now. I talked to you before, and that was, I used to live in Charleston, so we talked about Charleston there, and I think you'd, it was about 6 months. You just moved, or you were moving, or making shuttles back and forth, whatever. But I talked to you before. It's K4RYL.
K4RYL, name is Ryland, Romeo Yankee Lima Alpha November Delta. Yeah, I do absolutely remember you now. I thought I remember the call sign, but I think there's somebody else on here that owns some kind of like smaller courier service or something like that that might get on the repeater here periodically. But I think for some reason that was you. But I definitely remember talking to you now because, yeah, we talked about Charleston and all that stuff, and I was like, I flee Charleston because of the traffic and the house prices and all that stuff were so much worse down there. I was like, I would be stupid to pass up the job they're offering me. And they were like, hey, you think you can move to Greenville? I'm like, hey, move to Greenville. I grew up there.
It's kind of funny how what a small world it is. You talk to people and get to move it around and tell you that I'm talking to them again. I'll never forget the time I came up here. You started out criminal justice, and that's what I retired from. And I had left Charleston, came all the way up to Hendersonville, and went to the Henderson County Sheriff's Office, picked up a job application, and here this, hey, Leon! I'm like, who the heck knows me up here? It was one of the dispatchers from Charleston. She had left Charleston PD and come up here, and she was dispatching for Henderson County.
I distinctly remember you because we had odd parallels. I was a student at Clemson doing the whole sociology of criminal justice thing, and I wanted to be a Secret Service officer and all that stuff, but it's kind of lofty being on that level of law enforcement. You have to usually work your way up and all that stuff, and that's about like aiming to be a professional baseball player. Everybody wants to be a pro ball player, but not everybody gets there, so I got a job with FedEx, and then I had a job offer in Charleston there in 2004 when I graduated that I was like, well, I'm moving to the beach. I'd always gone there to the beach and with family and stuff like that for the weekend and all that, and wound up living there for just over 20 years, and then this job offer dropped on me, and I used all that career time dealing with ocean shipping and ocean containers and planning vessels and all that stuff where everything just kind of fits, so I guess I was destined to come back.
Lucky enough to do it long enough to get a pension out of it. So between my pension and my Social Security and my playing with a truck driving, I get enough play money to go buy my ham radios and such.
What to say? You said. Sounds like you said. I'll tell you one thing. There are days where I wish I was. Well, the company I work for, it's a water filtration company, so we actually make our own products. So for the first time, I'm not working for the carrier. I'm like the logistics manager for the whole thing, managing others, you know, dispatcher. Well, not dispatching trucks, but getting trucks in there, getting containers into the country, doing custom stuff, also transferring cargo back and forth across the country between our different facilities and stuff like that. So kind of cool doing it on this side now. Money's definitely better. It was definitely worth moving back and all that stuff. But had I not moved to Charleston and stuck with it, I wouldn't be back here in this job. So it's funny how things work out.
Yes. I would have never thought I was in Charleston. And I'd go from one end of I-26 to the other end of I-26. Be qualifying on the pistol range in the snow. Never thought that would happen. That was crazy.
I'm hoping with being back here in the upstate, I'm hoping that I see more snow. I mean, every once in a while we have like a gorgeous snow in Charleston or something like that, but I think that was one time here a few years ago we got a really good one. But other than that, I'm kind of looking for more winter weather up here. I'm kind of happy about the higher chance of that here.
I can recall two times it snowed in Charleston. That was pretty substantial. And one of the times it snowed, it was me and another guy working everything east of the Cooper River. And we had our orders go to this particular location and stay there. And if we get a call, we'll call you. So, yeah, they had supposedly a disabled tractor trailer at the South Santee Georgetown Bridge right at the county line. So they sent my partner, and I said, well, I'm not going to let you go by yourself. We drive all around here, probably had about 18 inches of snow. Get all the way out there, no problem. Probably not 18 inches, maybe a little less, maybe a foot. And they had one reflector in the middle of the median where the turnaround was. And I couldn't remember which side that reflector was off. So I just got up a bunch of speed and tried to make the turnaround. And I picked the wrong side, apparently. I had piled up a bunch of snow underneath that car. It took me 2.5-3 hours to take it out, me and my partner. But luckily, we didn't have any calls in between the time I got stuck and the time I dug it out. And of course, there was no nothing up there. Wherever there was, it was already gone.
I'm laughing because I know exactly where you're talking about down there, right on the Georgetown-Charleston state line, right there where the North and South Santee are and all that stuff. I know exactly where it is. I always used to laugh because if I would go to Myrtle Beach or something like that or anywhere north, I was doing flight school and I flew in and out of Georgetown Airport up there all the time. And I'd be coming through there, and if it was nighttime, I always used to laugh because they'd have cops standing out in the middle, and there were more times than not I would see cops out of their cars actually going number one out there in the dark if you just catch them. Right, just right out there in the middle of the road, just get out of there, get a cop car, and it's like you're really too far away from anything. But, yeah, it's desolate, I guess. What is it, McClellan?
Your microphone, you might want to try backing off the microphone a little bit, or if the radio you're using has gain on it. run the stage sometimes. But yeah, that area there, I worked that area for about 4 years. Everything from South Santee down to the Super River, that was our district. Saturday morning, really, really slow. So I kept a little flammable fishing pole with my trunk. I'm not telling you.
Have a good evening, 73, K4RYL.